I'm Tracy Ellis at the State Capitol in Olympia with your 20th District Legislative Update. With me now is Senator John Braun. The Senate adopted a supplemental budget this week. So did the House of Representatives. Are there noticeable differences in which one is better for the people of Washington?
Both of them got a substantial amount of new money since the budget was passed last year, about $1.5 billion. And frankly, both budgets unfortunately spent all that money. But when you really start looking inside the budgets, I would submit the Senate budget is decidedly better. And it's decidedly better because of the way they spent the money. They spent the money in ways that fixed kind of long-term infirmities in the budget on both, you know, the historic budget. They spent it on things that are one-time only. In both cases, they're making the budget stronger, more sustainable, and not creating a bow wave. Now, that doesn't mean the budget's all good. I'm not a huge fan of either one of them. But just on the merits of the budget, I would say the Senate budget is a better budget for the people of the state of Washington, more sustainable, doesn't make promises we can't keep in the future.
You've continued to speak out about what the legislature should be doing to address the homelessness situation. With less than 2 weeks to go, is there still time to really move the ball forward?
I'm not really sure, frankly. Both budgets, again, they both spend money on homelessness, both in a one-time way. In this case, the House just dumps more into the trust fund and just wants to build more affordable housing. I don't think that does. You know, we've been doing this in the hundreds of millions of dollars per biennium for many bienniums now, and it's done nothing to make the situation better. In fact, it's gone the other direction. The Senate budget basically buys the governor's budget. It does some more temporary housing and does some things. Again, kind of more, there are more services. What we haven't done is taken a holistic, multifaceted approach and say, hey, let's deal with public safety issue. Let's deal with, you know, law and order. Let's deal with sanitation. And let's also do it in a professional and compassionate way and offer services to help folks get out of here. But we haven't taken this all-around approach, and that's really the problem. So I think when it comes right down to it, the only way we get out of this is with good executive action. We haven't seen that so far. We're spending money on it, but money is not really the answer here. We've spent hundreds of millions, billions of dollars on this, and it's just gotten worse. The challenge is we need leadership, specifically executive branch leadership, the governor, to step up and execute, all right? That's what it's going to take, and we're not getting it. We're not getting the focus on this problem to solve it statewide, and we need that if we're going to be successful.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator John Braun.